Hello, good evening, and welcome, everyone. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Welcome, everyone. We have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. Ron is in L.A., and this weekend is the Conscious Life Expo that starts on Friday and goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. That's the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of February. You can look that up on the internet, Conscious Life Expo. They have a website, and you can get all the information there. If you'd like to come and meet Ron, go into the Creation Lightship Healing Chamber and be healed. I believe you can also still send pictures to Ron if you would like Ron to put your picture in the chamber for healing, and Ron will give some details on that later. After that, the following two Sundays will be the remaining February 8-hour calls. That'll be the 16th and 23rd of February. That's where we get a chance to have physical healing right on Creation Lightship. So that's a wonderful thing. If you haven't done it, check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and there's much more information about that. Also, if you have any questions you'd like Ron to address on the radio show, please send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Ron will be on in a moment, but in the meantime, you can bring up the picture of the beautiful light being, which can be found on creationlightship.com. And when Ron comes on, he will activate that for peace energy for everybody. So we can experience that during the show. And now I'll say hi to Ron.
Hi, everybody. So before we activate the light being, we'll do a clearing here for situations that you may have in your body or even situations you encountered so far during the week here. So here we go. Just think of something that's bothering you, bugging you. And we're going to release that now. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one. Oh, Lord, excuse me. Two, three, four, and five. And one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we're going to energize the light beam. So here we go. Bring it up in front of you. And you may watch the colors change. And here we go. Stronger. We're going to bring in the male energy. Stronger. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Should feel the energy, everybody. And I got my friend Mike listening, an old rock and roller who did some energy work today. Did the energy work listening to Neil Young and the Eagles playing. That was kind of a lot of fun. So, hi, Mike. And let's continue on here. So let's do a clearing for everybody. Let's do a clearing just for maybe anxiety. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. If you have any anxiety, just think of it right now so we can get rid of it for you. One situation of anxiety. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll see what you can pull out of the hat. I know we got a lot of questions or different types of information and things. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have several testimonials, actually, so I'll start us off with one of those. This must have come in on Sunday. I want to thank you for the great healing yesterday. I did the four-hour healing. It was wonderful. I especially enjoyed the bath at the end. It was my favorite thing. I felt like my body was excreting black ooze that was washed away by the bath. Thanks so much. Do you want to talk a little bit about what the water charging that you do, Ron, and how people can take a bath with it if they choose to at the end of your calls?
Yeah. A session where we do that, that'd be great. Sometimes we just throw it in there as a little bonus. So, yeah, those are just wonderful ways to get a little more healing work just by doing the call, and we energize the water for you. So, yeah, it's just a really nice little bonus here. The time permits here. Well, we do that off and on. So the energy does get energized. The water is energized with the energy. And it's really nice. You might even, if you don't know what the water is about, you might just go on and pay a dollar and do the skin misting water. That will be kind of one way of looking at how you can help yourself for a dollar and having some great energies. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and it probably is like this lady, this listener said she felt like something was coming out of her in the tub, and it might be just that little added thing that you need, right, Ron, to get rid of stuff after the call.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Right. She has a couple of questions, too. How long does the spritz water, like you just mentioned, the spray water, last?
It'll last for one day.
And what about the gold water that I guess
same.
That was same?
Yeah. The gold waters that we charge up for our one-day usage.
Okay.
Because it's giving you light codes for that particular day, and it's actually the light code that you need after you're on a call or during the call, because they're working with you with the energy. So right away, it kind of goes behind that and augments, you know, what we're dealing with and doing. And that's why it only works you know, during the one day, because that's where it's the most useful. So back to you.
Okay. And this same listener said, I also did the free orb clearing. Thanks for that. I feel very calm and lovely. I look forward to when I can do the whole monthly package. Thanks so much. So thank you very much, listener, for sending in that testimonial. It's very nice. And, of course, the healing calls and all the shows are wonderful. Okay. Someone wrote in, only a few real clouds in the sky. It's bluer than I've seen it in a long time in Southern California. Been running the Earth Protect timeline crash for the state of Alaska due to earthquakes there and a source of extreme cold weather. I always run the gray skies timeline crash for Southern California, and if it gets cloudy, they do not last long. That's very interesting because I am in Southern California, and I do the same thing. It's very rare that we get a cloudy day. And so that listener is actually helping with the cloud situation, right?
Yeah, it looks like it. And oddly enough, since we've been working a lot in taking out stuff in Antarctica, you know, Alaska, that area, there's been recent earthquakes there. So very interesting. We're getting close to the alien headquarters there for doing the nanotechnologies and also the weather pattern stuff. This is not necessarily connected to HARP, okay, so I don't want anybody to kind of say, oh, yeah, I'm working with the HARP energies. No, I'm not dealing with that. I'm dealing with aliens that are controlling a lot of stuff. And I don't think they're involved with HARP. If they are, it's, you know, just a byproduct, but we're going after the aliens that are causing the awful weather patterns that we're having right now. So Well, that's what we're dealing with. If the aliens happen to be mixed up with it, that's another situation entirely. But we're going after aliens, and there's a gigantic ship there that we're going after. I think the energy of doing this process here, I think, is probably close to half completed. So we'll just see if we see weather changes, maybe coming back kind of more to normal, but there would be such a thing maybe within the next week to week and a half. That's when I would guess that we'd be done with these battles and stop taking these energies away. And they've been there for, you know, a long, long time, you know. So, back to you, Ann.
So that's some of the work you're doing with the Earth Spirit. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, it's kind of a byproduct of that, but that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because all of a sudden the soldiers stepped in instantly. So there is a lot going on. So if you happen to be listening and you maybe sense that you're, you know, kind of, maybe you're an older person out of the service for 20 years, and you go, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of doing some battles at night. Or maybe you wake up a little startled or in a cold sweat or something, or something like that. Very possibly you're already out there fighting because you were enlisted once upon a time. And you're probably out there fighting on the timelines that are just outside of our actual, say, vision. Type of settings. You know, these are all timelines that are just outside, if you would, our reality that we can see here. And so, like I said, if you do feel like you've been doing something, or, you know, you're all going to know that, may not be able to put words to it, but if you do sense something like that, yeah, that is correct. You probably would be already enlisted if you have been in the past. Even though you're retired, you're still on active duty because you signed up initially. And the time-traveling, say, soldiers and the people in charge of that have, you know, re-enlisted you over again because they need you. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's fascinating. Okay, we have more questions, but I thought this might be a nice time to ask you for a sample healing. And this request a listener sent in might be something that could be done or covered in the self-empowerment healing, I feel. Even if they're not specifically listed, you could put them in. And this listener is asking for a clearing for regret and guilt.
Okay.
I guess they're separate things. Maybe we could do two self-empowerment samples.
Regret's the first one. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what we can do here. So everybody, if you have any regrets in your life, let's do that. So here we go. One, releasing that one situation. That's why we have whole life clearings. So here we go. One, let's get the rest of them. Two, three, four, five, six, and heavy, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, what's the next one? Did besides regret?
Guilt.
Oh, guilt. Okay, everybody. Are you guilty? So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, if you're guilty, then must be somebody judging you, and whoever is judging you, do they have jurisdiction over you? So you might look at that. That might be kind of interesting. So anyway, are you in and under their jurisdiction? So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. And in case you're a new listener or haven't been listening to the recent shows, Ron has three new ET healings that are on his website. They're all free and wonderful. So we have, I should just say, they're on the top left on the drop-down box where it says free healings. That's where you'll find them. It's the bottom three. So we have a testimonial from a listener. Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for the new clearings. I grew up in church, and there are three words which scared me as a child. I am now clearing them, and the energy is overwhelmingly strong. These are the most terrifying words for those of us who grew up in a church. Thanks for enabling me to remove their energy. Now, should I say the words, Ron, or not?
Yeah, you might as well. It'll be interesting. We'll see if anybody else resonates to it here, so let's find out.
Yeah, I guess, I was brought up in a church, but these words don't scare me, so it must depend upon what church, you know, what the energy is at the church. The words are devil, Satan, and hell.
Yeah, it all depends what alien race is choosing to tag their energy onto those words. Remember, they're keywords. So how much fear did that alien that was in that church, controlling the church, the congregation, the minister, et cetera, have over the people? So that's kind of all you have to look at, kind of what's going on. Because it may not even be anything that would scare anybody else, but to you it would scare you only because that alien probably put the fear of God in you. So that's probably it. Maybe you put another alien God's fear in you. Who knows? So as you can tell, these our shows are not related to any kind of church affiliation, because remember, when you pray, you're a prey to what you pray to, P-R-E-Y. And because of that, you're really disempowered, because you're always not good enough, and you're always a sinner. And, there's always something over your head watching you, looking at you. So just go to the clouds. You can see them daily. But that's what's controlling and affecting you. So it is, once you kind of realize that this energy outside of yourself, the God energy, and even Jesus said you are gods, which means that you're able to create like the energies. But we look at the alien gods as what's controlling all the churches, and you need to separate the light being Jesus out from the light of the darkness, Jesus, that's promoted, with all the different churches, thinking, believing that he is still here and never left here, to help people, which is not correct, but I don't want to get into anything like that. But you just need to realize that, the energy of the God, if you want to use that, if you're a church person listening, then just know that it's inside of you. And it's not external. So that's the best way to look at the situation. If you don't know where to put our information, some people have a really difficult time because they have all of this energy with them from the past, and they don't know where to go with the information because it's really hard to break your or their belief systems. So just know that the energy that we deal with is your own spirit, created from source energy, and this energy that we're dealing with here is source energy that's in you, and that's how the healings work. The source energy from your spirit determines how much, say, healing you have, along with everything else when we talk about you being self-empowered, because it's what's inside of you that's doing the work. So back to you, Anne.
I was wondering, is it possible to do a quick clearing of those three words that the listener wrote in about on the show tonight, or is that too broad of a thing?
It'd be kind of broad, but we can try that. So here we go. So if you want to have the word cleared, You probably just need to think of the one day that you got the most fear from it. But they're still going to be with you because I can't do a blanket clearing, but I can clear one of those particular times that maybe, you know, the sermon got very overwhelming and, you know, maybe you were shaking in your boots or something. So if you bring that up, I can clear that one particular incident. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann. That's the first one. What's the second one now?
Hell.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, okay, yawning, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, the third word?
Satan.
Satan, huh? Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see how that makes you feel. Hopefully you're feeling a little better. And energies aren't affecting you that much. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And that listener's email reminded me of the show we did a week or so, or I guess it was right after you gave us those free healings on all the different words we could clear on the keyword, the alien keyword thing that we kind of went into the general thing. So I didn't, you know, I feel pretty distanced from the church I used to go to, but there are probably a whole bunch of words that I could look to from there and just clear them out to make sure they're gone completely from my life. And again, we had an email recently, and the person, I think I forgot to mention it, the person said that they listened to a lot of archives, and I just wanted to say again that it's very valuable to do that. You really get a lot of information, and you know, if sometimes you think, oh, well, that show wasn't that interesting, go back and listen again, and you're going to get much more out of it. And even if you think, oh, wow, that was great, especially when Ron does some of the healings, it's hard to focus so much mentally, and then you can go back and listen again, and you'll pick up more details. So I really recommend that to everybody. And we have another testimonial about the... thank you so much, everyone, for sending in the testimonials. I've been asking for them a lot, and we're getting a lot more of them. Someone sent in another one about the mind fog clearing that you gave us. My aunt used the mind fog removal while I was taking a test. It helped me focus better and stopped my mind from wandering. So that's nice.
That's really very good.
Yeah. I'm happy to hear that. Now, here's an interesting question, Ron. How can you know if you have all of your spirit with you?
Boy, that's a hard one to answer. I guess you're not going to know. That's about all that I can say. Maybe it's probably not what you want to listen to or hear, but there's really no way to know. You're going to realize that you have more of you with you, let's put it that way, when you have things in your life flowing very nicely for you. So that I can say. But as far as knowing you know, if you're completely in your body or not or anything else, that's a little more difficult. So just do the best that you can. That's all I can say. And, you know, do the mind to heart drop, do the be here now clearing. And with that, you're going to be, you know, doing the best that you can possibly do to help yourself out.
Right. Yeah, you just have to not lose any more of your spirit, right, Ron?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Someone wrote in, and this is someone who writes in a lot, feeling better than ever today. So that's a very nice testimonial, because that's the point, right, Ron, that we can clear our lives a bit and feel better.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Wow. We have a really long testimonial that I didn't have a chance to read, so I'll have to save that so I can cut it down a little bit so we can read it on the... Someone suggesting, I'm wondering if perhaps you had a recent discussion about astral traveling on a show that I don't think I was listening to, but try the alien holographic reality clearing for astral traveling, a listener said. Does that sound like a good idea, Ron?
Well, we could do a clearing to bring you back. So let's look at it this way. So for astral traveling, that means that you could be having part of yourself, you know, not here. So let's do that right now. So let's bring yourself back. So we'll go out and look for you. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, a lot going on. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, see if that helps you here. I'm going to do some, it's like spirit infusion here, so we'll bring yourself a little more conscious here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's just hope that helps you here. So back to you, Ann.
Does that seem to be a heavy clearing, Ron? Does that mean a lot of us have been astral traveling?
Well,
against our will.
Possibly, yes. Can't say for sure, but a few people at least, you know, have had this situation. So that's what it looks like to me anyway. It was kind of heavy. So,
that's another thing that a New Age teacher used to tell us. Your spirits have a lot of work to do. When you're sleeping, they don't stay with you. They go out and do things and on other planes. And they're helping the universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Those prison planets, yeah.
Well, luckily, now I know better.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, this is an interesting question and sort of I feel like we could possibly do a sample healing on this. How can I speed up the process of dissolving my household due to moving? Dealing with being indecisive, what to do with things. Things are taking a long time, taking a lot of energy. What should be done in a few hours is taking days, weeks. What is holding me back?
As far as the timelines are shifting a lot, so I would say that could be a timeline situation. You're probably being put on and off of other timelines.
Interesting. Okay. So timeline clearings, and should this listener put in, you know, clear the moving timeline or the packing?
Yeah, what you want to clear is the timeline that you're on. Well, we want to be on a timeline in the now, number one. Now, if for some reason you're not on the now timeline and you're on some other ones, then you may want to clear that timeline to get put back into the current one in the now. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. Because if you're not in the now, then you're off on alien timelines.
Okay.
And that may not be too good, you know?
Right. No. What about also, Ron, a space clearing? Do you think this listener might need a space clearing for their current home?
The space clearing could get rid of a lot of maybe strange energies that's associated with, you know, their house if they just, you know, got into a new place. Everybody knows that, like, if you're sensitive and you go to different, you travel a lot, this may not be the grouper that's on the line now, but very possibly, I imagine most people do travel once a year someplace, and you might be, I won't say forced, but you may need, we'll say, to go to a motel room or something during your travels if you're, you know, traveling by car or something. Or just relocate into someplace for a short time, a couple of days or whatever. But you are going to be staying somewhere else other than where you normally sleep at. And you can really tell the difference in the room energy sometimes as you walk into them. And that's really good for the space clearing. So if you are traveling and you are going into another location where you're going to be sleeping, who was in that bed before you? What were they doing in that bed? You know, what's the room going to be like? Let's just look at it another way. Let's just say that you happen to go into a motel room, and, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what the cost on it is, whether it's like a Motel 6 for, say, $40 or whatever, up to, you know, a couple hundred bucks or more. But, you know, maybe the person was an alcoholic. And so all of a sudden you get in that room and you feel this energy of an alcoholic, and maybe the person was also maybe bipolar or something. And so all of a sudden you're feeling yourself kind of like going up and down, back and forth with your emotions and your energy, and not knowing why. And if you start looking at it, maybe it was because when you got into the bed, you touched the bed, laid down, and all of a sudden you're feeling this energy. And, you know, most people don't really know that. They just think they're having a bad day, or they traveled too far or something, and now they're really exhausted and they're, you know, getting emotional. It just could be the energy of the person that was there. Or maybe all of a sudden entities are in that room and they found you, and maybe they were from alcoholic people drinking a lot, and now you want to, you know, go out and get some alcohol or something like that. So the whole thing is to do, you know, your space clearing for where you're going to be sleeping. If you're not going to be there in the daytime, it doesn't make any difference too much, but you're going to be there during your resting time, which is probably going to be maybe 6 hours or so. And that's a lot of time in one place, and a lot of things can body hop into you during that time. So you want to do a space clearing. And that might make you feel more comfortable to, you know, where you are. So that may have been a little bit sideways, but that's why the clearing is on, is to help yourself out during situations like that. So back to you, Ann.
I know it's the first thing I do, Ron, if I, you know, get into a hotel room or anybody else's, you know, even if I'm a guest in somebody's house or something. And minimally, even if you don't want to do the whole space clearing, you can minimally do an object clearing on the pillows and the mattress. Could
yeah,
we pass?
If you're, you might even try this, everybody. This is more for probably the people that sleep together in the same bed, okay? So you might just swap sides, okay? And you're going to notice you're going to feel that person's energy on the other side of the bed. It's only a few feet away from you. And, you know, let's just talk about the person being, we'll just say a typical male and female. And the woman is very, maybe be emotional, in a sense. I'm not trying to, say this completely this way, but we'll say the women are emotional and the men are mental. So we'll just kind of take that conclusion here. And so all of a sudden, we'll say that you're the woman, right? So you now decide to lay on your boyfriend's or husband's side of the bed. And then all of a sudden, you feel all this energy surge of emotions, of mental energy coming into you, and you try to analyze what's your emotions. And you can't, but you know that it's a really, really busy energy because you may not work in that emotional or in the mental arena, but you're using the emotions to analyze it. You're the male part would be in the on your side where all the emotions are, and they may just wonder, gee, what's this about? I'm feeling my body get agitated, okay? And try to look at it from the mental standpoint. They're not going to be able to figure it out because it's not a mental energy. So, but they may feel even some softness there. Body might feel very comforting, because most women's energy is that way. And so they may like to be there for a while. Where the woman might say, yeah, I want to get out of this bed location. You know, it's too, I can't sleep. So I imagine some of you might relate to that, but if you haven't done that before, just try it. And, it's very, very interesting. This is what I say when you go into a different place to sleep, a hotel, for instance. You know, who's been in there and what did they leave in that bed? And what's going to be around you, with you when you're sleeping? What kind of energy? So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, that's a fascinating idea, Ron. And you're making me think that maybe, we do need to do an object clearing of our own mattress and pillows more often than we think, because we don't want any picking up even any of our own energies or our own bad dreams or anything, much less a partner.
And if you're having a really bad day or bad week, then you could be suffocated with that energy.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden you wonder why you can't get out of being grumpy or something, and it's probably because, remember, you're in one spot. You don't move that much when you're in bed. So just look at it. This is where you are, and all this energy, maybe 6 to 8 hours or 10 hours, even what you sleep, is with you right there. And so when you wake up in the morning, you know, you're imprinted more with that energetic transfer of energy from how you were, you know, maybe the last week. So you want to definitely clear your bed.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ron.
We'll clear your bed right now. So let's do this. We'll do this as a object clearing, unless you want to sample the energy of your partner. Okay. Then just say no. I don't want it done, and we'll do that. So here we go. We'll clear your side of the bed where you sleep. So if your partner's on the other side, then it's not going to affect their side. So here we go. Going to take away the energy. So, and you may get a lot more healing because if you have some kind of condition, situation, maybe you have a headache, well, that headache, if you had it for a few days, it's still going to be on your pillow. So this is why we have the clearing, even the object clearing for $1 can help. So here we go. Releasing the energy from your side of the bed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, get heavy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see if that how that feels for everybody.
And so if two people that share a bed were just listening, they both got the whole bed cleared, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, if they wanted their side cleared, that's fine. Yes, uh-huh.
Good. Okay, just checking. Okay. Thank you, listeners, for these great questions. And thank you for doing that, Paulon. That was wonderful. And I really recommend the object clearing as well as the space clearing. And I hope that helps the person who's having difficulty moving as well as doing the timeline crashes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. We have, wow, just three emails in a row. Thank you for the free orb clearing. So thank you, Ron.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'm really happy that everybody is appreciating the orb clearing. I've been running it as well. And I do enjoy it myself. We have a request here for a sample of two different healings. The education clearing and the sexual clearing. Is it possible to do a sample of each of those on the radio, Ron?
Not on the radio, no. I think it's too complicated.
Okay. They're too...
Yeah, there's just too much involved in it.
Okay.
Only because it might, put you into a situation where you might be only a little bit cleared out or something. That's what I'm looking at, is especially a sexual clearing, okay? So let's take the far end of the scale that maybe somebody's been, molested or something, and I do a clearing to help that out. Well, they're going to need a whole lot of stuff cleared, not just one particular event during that sexual encounter, okay? That's why I'm choosing not to do it. You need to have the whole thing cleared. And that's kind of, why I'm not going to do it. Because there's just so much it's just too hard on people. So anyway.
Thank you, Ron. How about this idea? If we do a sample, which I always enjoy, of the emotional body clearing and the mental body clearing, and then each listener can pick one emotional and one mental issue to have cleared during the sample.
Okay. So here we go. So let's do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We kind of already covered this, but one listener is asking, where does the spirit go when it leaves?
When it what?
When it leaves our bodies.
Well, upon death, it's hanging around. I look for relatives and things, people, friends. When you're sleeping, it can go anywhere. It's probably abducted. So that could, you know, who knows where it's going. It will probably look for a body like yours and attach itself into the body. And that's kind of how I would look at that that situation. So that's where I say, you know, there's no way to know where it goes. It's not with you, and that's the main thing. If it's not with you, then where is it? Only your spirit would know. And it probably wouldn't know anyway, because it wouldn't have any reference to where it's going. It's just going, you know, toward a physical body that looks like yours, or it's forced into one, and it really wouldn't judge anything. It would just be there. So I don't know if that helps you or not, whoever asked the question, but, you know, your spirit should be with you.
It's a good idea to command our spirits to stay in our bodies, right, Ron? Before we go to sleep, I do that every night. I command my spirit to stay in my body all night while I sleep.
Yeah, that's correct. Do that and do the be here now, Clary.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Someone, a listener wrote in that her very close relative, I don't want to get into the details here, is in a bad relationship, then she's very victimized by another person. What clearing would you recommend that this person do for her family member?
I would first do the Sapa Palmi clearing on them, probably. I'm assuming that they've already had their emotional clearing done by you. If you haven't done that, I would probably do the emotional clearing. That doesn't take, you know, much more than probably 20 minutes to do. And then after you do that emotional one, then do the self-empowerment one. And that will take you a while to do. There's a lot of issues there. Just go through all of the issues. And that may give the person enough energy to, you know, change, you know, their situation. And then from there, kind of reevaluate and see where you are. That's kind of my suggestion there, what to do.
Right. And now I just love that we can purchase the self-empowerment as a whole life healing. I've done that, and, you know, because it's good to just, you can keep up with it then and do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is interesting. We talked about this on a recent show, but it's a really interesting topic. How can we work and be productive at a job or in school if we are heart-centered? For example, how can we learn new things or pick up new skills?
Well, you're going to do that when you're automatically in your heart anyway. Remember, the dark side copies the light. So there's, you know, you're used to doing it just a different way. So you're just doing it the way it should be done. And that's the way that would work. So.
Right. I think that what happens, Ron, is that people think when you go into your heart center, you're just kind of, well, you're just sitting around and you feel better and nothing happens in your life. And then, and we've talked about this a lot. And, in fact, I know we had our co-host Nikki on, she talked about that a lot, and we can always bring it up again. It's confusing to people because when you first master getting into your heart center, oh, you feel so good. But then you feel like, oh, I don't want to do anything. Am I just going to sit here and never do anything? But you can, in fact, practice thinking and making decisions from your heart center and just take some practice.
Yep.
Okay.
It's very simple once you catch on.
Okay. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in about the entity clearing, which is a wonderful one, that they got it for their son, and they did the generation entities, the generation ones, years, generation 1 through 7, 8 to 14, 15 to 21, did a lot. Oh, and this, yeah, this is an interesting question. She wants to know, should she do it for herself, and where should she start? In other words, if you do your child, you've kind of cleared yourself in a way already, haven't you, Ron?
Well, it can help, but entities are your friend, not your son's or daughter's friends. Okay, so they're hanging out with you. If they body hop from one to the other, then yeah, very possibly, you know, we could do that. But you know, when you do like your son or daughter or something, it's kind of like a seven generational clearing, but I think entities are strictly related to the person that you're clearing. So I would begin with yourself as a whole lifetime clearing.
Right. Okay. Good. And how would a person decide to do those seven generational clearings, Ron? It's if you know that an issue is really a big one, right, in your life, and you're just not hitting the place or getting rid of something.
Yeah, in a sense, that's it. You're going to know after you do your whole lifetime clearing if you succeeded in alleviating, you know, the situation or stuff that you're involved with. Now, if you feel like it didn't touch it all the way, then you want to do it. Other than that, there may not be any need to do the clearing, only if you think you have something, you know, bothering you still. And that's the way you want to look at the seven generational clearings. So you could say, well, did I get all of this here? And if you don't think you got it all, then that would be the seventh generational version to do that. So that's probably how I would look at the clearings. You know, if you're able to do a seven generational clearing, you know, just as a regular clearing after you do the whole life, then you're going to get probably a lot more energy to yourself with that particular clearing, because sometimes things can creep in. But typically, you know, it may not be needed, but it does definitely help. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Well, we're getting so close to the end of the show. Now, I have two different emails about specific physical issues that people are having, and we try to, you know, not get into that type of healing on the radio shows. Those are really better. If you have a problem you need to discuss with Ron, you send that to his email, which our moderator, I know, put on the fast chat earlier. And but when sometimes people are kind of surprised that stuff comes on them and it seems like it's outside of them, Ron, like something random is happening to them. And that probably is what's happening, right? It could be entities or some kind of ET attack.
Yeah. So it's if you're dealing with something that's more physical here, then it would typically be, you know, the emotional bodies, you know, which would be ghosts or entities. If it seems to be something that you can't put your finger on that's happening to you, then you're looking at more of the alien energies. That would be the, you know, the alien attack page. So it's kind of interesting to watch people and to hear their comments, you know, after they have had a clearing, because they go, yeah, I didn't know I had that situation, you know, and I just thought I would do this clearing out of nowhere. I just, you know, felt like I might need it, and all of a sudden they go, wow, that really helped me. Even though they thought and they were using their mind energy to do that. In fact, if I were to have a, just to say I were to have a workshop or a lecture at one of the conferences, and I were to say, okay, we're going to be releasing entities out of everyone, I don't think very many people would show up. I might talk about it now and then, but remember, the entities don't want to get released. And so are they going to want to show up there? Where are they going to go to? You know? they don't know where they're going, so they're not going to show up to, you know, release, get released, you know, to help you, because they're living with you. They're your best friend. They're torturing you. They love doing that. That's how they get the energy from them. That's how, you know, they're living, is through your energy. Once you kind of catch on to what's happening, you're going to really realize that, yeah, you know, I need to get these things out of me. Now, if you have pain in your body, that could be an entity too. Uh-oh, I'm getting like 57 here, and we got to probably get on.
Yeah, we do.
So I hope to see everybody on Friday at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A., if you can show up there. And it probably will get started, I don't know, I'm guessing about 7 o'clock Friday night or something, 6 or 7. Maybe a little bit earlier. I think I have a lecture at 6, so I'll be talking, I think, at 6 for an hour there. But we'll see everybody later. I got a free workshop, which would be very nice. And we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Bye, all.